This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Glad to have you all with us today. I'm joined here today in studio by guest producer Brody Hogan. Brody, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have Brody here with us. Normal producer Brian Temple is a little under the weather today, but as they say, the show must go on. And today we have a pretty interesting lineup for you. We have U.S. senatorial candidate Barry Moore, who's currently a congressman. He's going to be our first guest in a few minutes. And then later on, we have our standard Wednesday feature, which is the Redstone Rocket Report with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn. But before we get into our senatorial discussion, I want to give you guys, our listeners, a few of my thoughts about a United States senator and why that is important. You know, when you look at a U.S. senator, you say, well, you know, that's so far away. It's distant, complicated, abstract. It's way off in Washington, D.C. It's in the Emerald City, and it doesn't really even make any difference. But you know what? What a senator does touches everything that we do. It touches every road we drive on, every military base, which is very important here, that supports our communities, all the farms that feed the families, and every job that powers our economy. I'm talking about the importance of having strong, effective representation in the United States Senate and why a United States senator matters so much to the people of our state. Now, it's easy, as I said, for people to think of Washington, D.C. as a place that is far removed from everyday life. When the people picture Washington, D.C., they often imagine the marble buildings, the monuments, the political debates, and the headlines that just scroll continuously across the bottom of the cable news. But what happens in those chambers is not theoretical. It's practical, it's personal, and in the end, it's local. A United States senator is one of the most powerful advocates a state can have. And here in Alabama, we've had some good ones. As an example, Richard Shelby's stamp is on virtually every building in the University of Alabama and a lot of the buildings that are here also. And unlike the members of the House of Representatives who represent a specific district within the state, the senator represents the entire state, every community, every representative, every taxpayer in the state is represented by only two people, and that is the senator. And that means those two voices have to be strong, informed, and relentless in fighting for the needs and priorities of their people back home. Think about federal funding for a minute. Most of the infrastructure that keeps communities running depends on decisions that are made at the national level. Highways, bridges, ports, and airports, they just don't happen. They don't appear out of thin air. They require legislation appropriations and long-term planning. A senator plays a key role in negotiating for these investments, ensuring the state gets its fair share of resources for transportation, for public safety, and for economic development, which our senators have been doing a real good job here in the state of Alabama. Then there's the national defense, which is really important here in Huntsville, Alabama. Our state here, and particularly our community, has deep ties to the military and aerospace sectors, and these industries don't just provide jobs, they define the community. federal defense policy, base funding, research contracts, and technological investments are shaped in the Senate. When senators sit on defense committees and vote on military budgets, they're not just shaping the security of the nation. Here, they're shaping our local livelihoods. And let's talk about economic growth. Whether it's agriculture, manufacturing, energy, emerging technology, federal regulations, and trade policy, they all directly affect businesses here in North Alabama and throughout the state. Excuse me, got a little frog in my throat. Strong representation means someone is constantly having to keep an eye on what's best for the people that they represent. But that role goes beyond money and policy. A senator is also a very visible voice, a megaphone for the values, concerns, and priorities of the people. When national debates arise about education, health care, veteran services, or disaster relief, senators speak on behalf of their constituents. They help keep the national conversation going while ensuring the local perspectives of their constituents are not ignored. And in times of crisis, that leadership becomes even more critical. When natural disasters strike, when economic downturns happen, which they have, or when federal agencies make decisions that affect local communities, senators serve as direct advocates, cutting through the bureaucracy, securing emergency resources, and making sure that their state, which is our state, is not overlooked. Right now, we have two senators that represent us very well in Washington, D.C., and Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt. Regardless of the political differences of the structure itself, two individuals are still tasked with carrying the interests of millions of people into the highest levels of national decision-making. Their effectiveness, engagement, and influence can shape the state's future and will shape the state's future for decades. And that's really what the heart of the matter is. Being a representative of the state in the Senate is not just a symbol, it's strategic. Every vote you cast, every committee hearing they attend, every amendment they propose, every law they propose can mean the difference between opportunity gained and opportunity lost. A strong senator brings attention to local challenges before they become national crises. They build relationships that translate into bipartisan cooperation. They ensure that when national priorities are set, their state is not an afterthought, but a partner. So when we talk about the importance of being a U.S. Senator, we're not just talking about politics. We're talking about our daily lives. We're talking about having a seat at the table where the biggest decisions in this country are made. And that is why the role of the U.S. Senator and why your vote for senator matters so deeply. It's not just you're voting for something that's happening in Washington. You're voting for something that's going to affect your life and every neighborhood here for many, many years to come. So with that, folks, that's my thoughts on U.S. Senate. And we're going to go ahead and take a break and we'll be back joined by Congressman Barry Moore.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
For 50 years, our mission, do the right thing and make long-term decisions. We value our customers, and we invest in supporting you. We use our own technologies to automate to provide you the best support possible, and we have the strongest guarantees in the industry. I just can't tell you I'm going to provide you great support. I have to prove it to you with my actions.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio, WZZN. If you would like to give us a call, that's a thing that you can certainly do at 256-382-0724. Our phone bill is paid here, and we can take your call. And right now we're having just a wee bit of a technical difficulty connecting with Barry Moore, but we should get that figured out pretty soon. Our top-notch producer, Brody, is working on that right now. And let me mention this about listening to our radio station. There's a lot of ways you can do that. One of the ways you can do that is go to Talk Radio, WZZN, and there you will have it. Click Listen Live, and you will be able to listen to our radio station. And the other way, you can go to the App Store, download our app, and listen to us wherever you may go. We'd love to have you do that, too. Or if you're riding around in your car with your handy-dandy HD radio, just tune your radio to HD 97.72, and you will be able to pick us up without an issue. So I'll tell you, we're having a little technical difficulty. Brody, let's take a break and see if we can get Congressman Moore on the line, okay? I think that might be him right now. We just don't know right yet. Give us a minute. And we love to have live radio. Is a lot of fun. I've been doing live radio for Army football for 15 years, and it always seems like there is just something that just comes out of the woodwork and takes you by surprise when you're least expecting it. And that has happened today. The Gremlins are in the board, and they are there. And I do believe we figured that out. No, we did not figure that out. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll try that again. And Brody, take us out of here for a few minutes, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
SportsMed is the official team physicians of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And if the pros trust SportsMed, you can too. SportsMed provides every service you might need for complete orthopedic care, specializing in orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, neurosurgery, and podiatry. And they offer their own brace shop, in-house full-body MRI, physical therapy, walk-in clinic, and so much more. Four locations and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
your Fox 54 update.
And Chief Meteorologist Dorton Dressman, a cloudy sky this afternoon, but temperatures climbing into the upper 60s and lower 70s. Maybe a rogue shower develops across the Tennessee Valley. Most of us are going to be dry. With the cloud cover hanging out overnight, temperatures only drop into the upper 50s. A mostly cloudy to overcast sky on Thursday. Small chance of rain. It is going to be warm on Thursday. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. My apologies for our little technical difficulty, but we got it figured out. And I do believe now we are joined by Congressman Barry Moore. Sir, are you there? I do believe we are still having a little technical issue. Congressman's calling in right now on another line, and we'll see if we can get him with us. A little bit about Congressman Barry Moore. He was born and raised in Coffee County, Alabama, which is the land of the peanut in Enterprise. Barry Moore is a Christian, husband, father, small business owner. He served in the Alabama National Guard Reserves in 2015. He was one of the first people to publicly endorse Donald Trump. And I think, sir, are you there with us?
We are here.
Hey, I was just giving a wonderful introduction for you. Pardon me for a little bit of a technical difficulty there, but I was just telling...
Well, don't let me interrupt now. If you were doing a really good job, I'm happy to wait.
No, well, I'll go ahead and finish. You enlisted in the National Guard Reserves where you met wife Heather, and then you founded BMI, a waste removal and demolition company, which I recall from my days at Fort Rucker, seeing a lot of those. And BMI continues to grow and prosper. Barry was elected to the House in 2020. He's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, was rated the most conservative member in Alabama by CPAC, and the state's most effective legislature by the Center for Legislative Excellence. In Congress, he stood for farmers, veterans, and small business owners. Barry and wife Heather have four children, two grandchildren, and two dogs, almost like me. And you live in Coffee County in the land of the peanut. Is that, did I miss anything, Barry?
No, sir, you're right about that. We got a Bo Weevil Monument downtown Enterprise, and it's for pushing us to peanuts. So we're kind of the peanut and propeller capital of the world down here with the helicopters and the peanuts.
Well, I am certainly familiar with that as a former rotary wing aviator in the Army. I may have buzzed you some while I was flying the skies down dear old Fort Rucker, but and I've also personally been to the Statue of the Boll Weevil before, so I'm very familiar with your neck of the woods. So is there anything I missed? Is there anything you'd like to add to that introduction?
No, I think you did a fine job, sir.
Well, let me ask you this. I just opened the show with a little bit of a monologue about the importance of having a strong U.S. senator. Tell me why you think you will be a strong U.S. senator representing the state of Alabama.
Well, I think it really goes back. There's a couple of things. We'll be ready to go day one, but we also have a voting record. We're the only candidate in the race that's actually served in the legislative body, and so very often people are run, and you'll see it on their brochures, and there's some good people in this race, but they'll say, we're Trump, we're conservative. And in Alabama, in a primary, that's big. But if you look at my record, like you said in the monologue or the introduction, I do have the most conservative voting record in the entire delegation. In addition to that, I'm in House Freedom Caucus. But you couple that with being the first in the nation to endorse Donald Trump, and then him in January saying, Barry Moore is my friend. He's the guy I need to move the America First agenda across the finish line. And so we're ready to go day one. We've got the president. We can call him on the phone if we need something for the state, if there's an issue we need to attack. And I've got a record that says, hey, you know what? He does what he says he's going to do no matter the pressure applied.
Well, speaking of your agenda and your plan, I've read a lot of your stuff. It's very impressive. But what is like your number one priority for the state of Alabama that you can influence as a U.S. senator? What are the things when you go to bed at night that you lay there saying, hey, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to try to fix this, this, and this?
Yeah, so it's twofold, because when you're in the U.S. Senate, even in Congress, things you do that affect the national landscape, the political landscape, impact Alabama. For example, the SAVE Act. We got that out of the House. We need to make sure that U.S. citizens are voting in U.S. elections for U.S. leaders. That impacts Alabama, because what the Democrats have done, they've lost their base. And if you poll this issue, the blacks are with us, the Hispanics are with us, the whites are with us in America. They want U.S. citizens voting. And so what happens when they load those sanctuary cities in those areas, they issue those just Disney fast pass, you go and they let these absentee ballots vote and pour in, then that starts with the census, and then it starts to impact the delegations, the allotment of congressmen that you have in Washington, D.C. That impacts not only Alabama, but it starts moving money and representation from the red states. And so that's one thing. And then in addition to that, of course, infrastructure investment in Alabama and national defense. We know that Alabama leads the way in the Huntsville in so many ways in defense and national defense. We're optimistic that we're going to continue to see that with Space Command coming. But as we work on getting infrastructure investment in Alabama so that people can actually get products and goods and service from the Port of Mobile to Huntsville or whatever that looks like. So there's investments in infrastructure that do return on investment or return on those investments of your dollars. And so there's things we can do that manage the federal deficit, that bring down spending, put downward pressure on spending, but make solid investments. And of course, as we bring down the federal spending level, affordability comes into play and things, inflation comes down. And in D.C., we are the people that print the money that competes against the dollar you're working for every day, so your dollars don't go far. So a number of things, inflation, obviously, that we're working good on the border, but I think infrastructure investment and making sure we have secure elections.
I think those are all very key things, and hopefully you can make some headway there. But one of the things I wonder about, you know, having a – I know you went to Auburn. I won't hold that against you. I'm a West Point guy, so I have no real dog in the Alabama-Auburn fight. But
well, if it makes you feel any better, my chief of staff is from Alabama. She graduated from Alabama, so – that was my DEI hire. I tell everybody, I brought her in so we could bring a little diversity into the office.
Well, sounds like you did a good job. But, you know, I've gone to many a trip in Alabama and look around in Tuscaloosa, and it seems like, you know, every other building down there has got the name Shelby on it somehow. And how can a senator or how do senators actually have that kind of influence where they can make things happen in their state and colleges here at Huntsville, all over the state?
Yeah, so we have opportunities every year to do designated spending agreements. In other words, we'll designate, hey, we need this money for this road or this money for a local police department or this money for a university or whatever. So we have a lot of say in how we spend those dollars, and that's what I was saying earlier. It's important that we spend those dollars wisely. I always tell mayors, and those guys, don't come to me, you know, if you want a running trail or a dog track or whatever, a ball field, because I think local money needs to do that. But when we come in with the big federal dollars, that's investment in infrastructure and education and national security. Those are the areas that that money needs to go, because even as conservatives, we all believe in investment in infrastructure. We want a safe nation. We want to make sure our kids are educated properly. So there are ways that we can designate that spending to areas that make sense. And they're not one-time, one-off programs where you bail out a little deal, and then down the road they need more money, more money. You need to make sure that the investment pays returns over a long trajectory.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and hopefully those kind of things will continue to happen. Now, you mentioned Space Command is coming here to Huntsville, and we know about that. It's kind of, you know, for those of us who live in North Alabama here, it's kind of obvious the good things that have been happening to our area. But what kind of things are you seeing happen throughout the other areas of state, which might not be as much in the news? Like, as an example, the area in the Black Belt, where it seems like there's a lot of people there to work, but there's not a lot of stuff going that way. And some of the other more rural areas, how can a senator help make those areas advance and be more productive?
Yeah, so obviously infrastructure investment, because even if you got a first-tier, second-tier supplier to a defense contractor in Huntsville, if we can move that money to West Alabama and make infrastructure investments so those base goods get to the end user to finish the product, then it has to be they have to look at this from a logistics standpoint. And so, and certainly if you're tracking the Port of Mobile, the growth down there has been incredible. We've deepened that port over the last couple of years. That was something Richard Shelby started. We just got that solidified last year and cut the ribbon on it. And we'll continue where Austal's coming in. They're going to build a lot of ships. There's a lot of investment with Novellus. $4 billion was the largest single investment in Alabama until Lilly made the $6 billion agreement to go to North Alabama, to Huntsville. So Alabama is open for business. And when I was in the state legislature, I went in 2010, And we opened the state for business. We cut taxes and regulations, and we made sure we did the things that brought Austell and Airbus and Polaris and Remington and Kimber, all those companies to Alabama. And as Trump talks about the golden age of America, we are positioned to be a golden age of Alabama. We have land, labor, and climate conducive to grow an economy. So we make sure we invest those government dollars wisely. And all over the state, we're seeing growth. But infrastructure is part of that, because you got to be able to get these goods and services up down these roads. And we've got a port there. We've got, obviously, a defense industry in the north part of the state. You've got the capital in the center part of the state. You've got some major military bases in the state. So there are things we'll continue to do that we can grow. And I think these tier suppliers, as we look at rural Alabama, there's some ways in federal contracting we can open up the radius for those first-tier suppliers. Instead of being in a 50-mile radius of Huntsville, they can be in a 75- or 100-mile radius. And that allows that area around Huntsville and those areas in, like you said, the Black Belt, areas that are rural, to have high-paying jobs.
Well, I have a question, because this is kind of near and dear to my heart. As I alluded to earlier, I spent many, many years at Fort Rucker learning how to fly helicopters, doing advanced training, do whatever you can think of down there. And I recently retired from the federal government up here, where I was working in the aviation industry and one of the specifically rotary wing aviation. One of the things I've been wondering about, especially when you observe what has happened in Ukraine, is what is the future of the rotary wing industry? And that has a particular effect down in your area. So any insight on that? Is rotary wing here to stay, or are we going to be replacing everything with drones?
You know, that's going to be a thing. I think the Secretary of War and obviously the Pentagon will make some of those decisions. We certainly have an impact on that. So we want to make sure that Rucker is in play if we're transitioning to drones, whatever that looks like. And I think we're trying to look at a way to make sure we get the most efficient aircraft to train these folks in the primary stages of aviation. So when they branch whatever particular aircraft they get assigned, that we make sure that Fort Rucker is always in the conversation. And look, it's $1 billion to the southeast corner of Alabama. We've got to make sure we keep that training here in this state, whatever that looks like, whatever that technology down the road looks like. And we're going to make sure we're a voice at the table in those negotiations.
And you just said something. I just want to verify this. It is now, once again, Fort Rucker, correct?
That is absolutely right. You know, that was done in 2018 before I got to Washington, D.C., and it was done on the Senate committee on a voice vote by Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. So she started changing all these names around these bases, and so immediately President Trump's like, no, 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 we're not doing that. Pete Hegseth come in, and so we're going to go back, and these bases will be named the way they should be named. And look, that was such an unfortunate thing that they did in 2018, and I was very frustrated when I found I got to D.C. in 2020, and I'm like, are you kidding me? This shouldn't have never happened, and we reversed the course on it.
Well, and I think that's a very good thing. And one of the things I did in my little life up here in Redstone was I had to take a look at the impact of the name changes to a base. And a lot of people don't realize how many things, maps, road signs, businesses, they all have to change too if they're no longer affiliated with that main base. So I think that's good. By the way, it was Fort Novosel for a while. I actually knew Mike Novosel, bought him a beer at the Officers Club when I was in flight school. So he was absolutely a good choice, but it's good that it's where it needs to be, Fort Rucker.
Great family. His daughter Wendy actually sat behind me in class because I was the M and she was an N. So they're a fantastic family. But there's so much tradition there. And you know, that was a PC move. A lot of times the Democrats and the left in the country do stuff that's actually it's not substantive. In other words, it's symbolism. And so never needed to happen. We reversed that. We're going to keep these bases named the way they should be. And it's so much tradition in that. Like my son-in-law, he's an Army Ranger, went through Fort Bragg. His granddaddy went through there. So many generations went through Fort Rucker. It wasn't really about the name. It's about the tradition, the history behind those bases. And that was a PC move by Elizabeth Warren. It should have never happened. We're correcting course on that.
Well, and that's a good thing. I'm glad y'all have done that and are continuing to do so. Speaking of the national defense, I know this is it's kind of germane to Alabama, because Alabama has a big role up here and Fort Rucker in the national defense. What is your opinion on the posture of our country now? Is our armed forces, are they as strong as they ever have been, or do they need a little tweaking? I know Pete Hegseth is telling some of the generals whose waistline might be bulging a little bit that they need to be tweaked.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was so much DEI stuff in the military, and obviously I brought a bill to get the trans out of the military because they would sign up, they'd go in service for 6 years, they'd start the hormone therapy, and then they'd start the surgeries, and actually they'd spend 5.5 years in the military on the taxpayer's dime and then get out on year six, and we really got nothing out of that. And so I think Hegseth and many of us realized that the military needs to be able to go break things and kill things. They got a job to do. And it doesn't need to be a social experiment. And like you said, some of those generals that can't run the 2 mile in 18, 16, I don't know what the PTI, I served my 6 years. I don't know what the parameters are now, but we need people that can actually lead the charge, and they need to be in shape. And not only that, they need to be about this country, and they need to love this country. They don't need to be put in a program just to get some sort of surgery.
I could not agree more. And yes, the generals up to the highest rank need to be able to pass the physical fitness test. That's just all there is to it. But
it's tough to lead from the rear. You know, it's really tough to lead from the rear.
Well, it's also pretty tough to throw a soldier out of the Army for failing a PT test when you can't do it yourself. So, but that's another story. One thing I do wonder, you mentioned, you were talking about making sure our elections are okay. You know, here in Alabama, and I'm sure the same with you, I have never voted for anything without having to present a driver's license. And why, what is the pushback on that nationwide? I mean, most everything you have to do, you have to present some sort of identification. What's the issue with presenting an identification card to vote?
You know, there shouldn't be any issue, and a lot of the red states get it right. It's not the red states that we have as much trouble with. It was the blue states when, like I said, they set up these sanctuary cities. They moved all of those people into those populated areas. Obama started in Minneapolis, you know, 15 years ago, whatever, when he was in office, and he started moving all those people in. And then you start seeing that impact the elected leaders that they send to D.C. And so we need to make sure the SAVE Act needs to be passed, called the Save America Act, where you have an ID and you're a U.S. citizen voting in elections. And, you know, the Dems, they came out and they were like, well, you know, that's going to make it where women can't vote. Well, they just made it where women have to have IDs to fly everywhere. But more importantly than that, I can remember when they wanted you to have a vaccine ID to go out to dinner, but now they said you can't get an ID to vote. So it's just hypocrisy on their part. And so they are literally, those blue states don't want to have IDs. They want to cheat. And I think they're actually displacing their base. They're trying to replace those voters who have left the Democratic Party. And we're seeing that across the country with Trump winning the popular vote. He won all the swing states. They understand they're in trouble, that nobody's buying this hard left agenda that they're driving. So now they're trying to displace their own voters and get people that are not even U.S. citizens to leave them in power, to keep them in power, because they're losing their base.
Well, another question I have, and by the way, my background on this as a former federal employee, I have been through quite a few federal government shutdowns, the most recent of which was the 43-day shutdown. How can you as a senator take steps to avoid these shutdowns that I think Trump has now had, you know, not his fault, but he's had to suffer through three? How can we get this over with?
Yeah, so doing what we're doing in D.C., for the first time in 30 years, we've passed 11 of the 12 appropriations bill, which funded the government until October. And so the only little shutdown right now, they're a fight over DHS, but we've got all 12 approaches. That has not been done in three decades in Washington, D.C., and we've done that with Speaker Johnson and the president's leadership with a 1-2 vote majority at times. So we're going to go away from the CRs, which were just the continuing resolutions to fund the government for another 30 days. And it honestly takes an area that the Democrats used to punish Trump. They would shut the government down to try to hurt the people that are out there working, that served in defense industry, whatever that looked like, military soldiers, anything they could do to hurt the president. So we're within one of having all 12, the dozen done. And when we do that, that'll be the first time in three decades this nation is actually running on appropriated bills that came out of committees of jurisdiction and are now law. And so we're doing that. But it's just this last little fight over DHS because of what was going on in Minneapolis. The Democrats are throwing a little tantrum, but we're going to get that done, too. But I think you'll see no more shutdowns on our watch.
Well, you know, speaking of that one little thing, that's one I have a little trouble understanding, because I think people are aggravated at ICE, but ICE is funded no matter what. And it seems to me like this current shutdown is closing down things like TSA that we really need. So that thing, any idea when this might end?
You know, I'm going to give you a guess. I'm going to say probably early March, maybe March 1 or 2, because the president wanted a couple weeks to negotiate, and so we're trying to get him a little more time. But I think that you'll see it at some point. We'll get it across the finish line. I don't know what that looks like. Hopefully the next week or two.
Well, now you mentioned your relationship with the president. Do you have such a relationship where you can actually just pick up the phone and call him and maybe get some attention for the issues in Alabama that are needed?
Yes, he always takes my calls, and it's interesting. I don't know how he is. I actually get on the phone with him sometimes, and it's hard to get off. I'm like, sir, you've got to be busier than I am. But, what I love, really, is it's his mugshot. That's his actually, you know, everybody said the mugshot. So, actually, when you call him on the phone, POTUS is under, he's got his mugshot, but he does take my calls, and that's so vitally important. He knows I'm a friend, and if I need something, I don't call him just for the sake of bugging him, but if he needs something, I'm there for him, and if I need something, he's there for me.
Well, that is a very comforting thought to know that our current representative and possible future state senator has a good chance to get his voice heard with the President of the United States. That's very important. So let me ask you this, just a personal question. What made you decide to go into politics?
So for us, it was really a faith decision. I told the party no in 06. We had our own waste hauling business. You know, you mentioned that in the intro. And, you know, I was out working every day. That's kind of what I really enjoyed. And then in 08, Barack Obama said, we're no longer a Christian nation. And I told Heather, if they ever ask us to serve again, we need to consider that. And so we ran and got elected to the state legislature in 2010. I served two terms, term limited myself. Was the most dependable conservative vote in the state legislature. And then Trump's team called and asked us to run for Congress. So we did that. And then I thought, well, good. Now I've got I had the second district of Congress. The courts redrew the House Freedom Caucus guy into another district. I won that one. And we thought we were in great spot. And then when Coach announced that he was going to run for governor, many of my conservative friends, so many of them, said, hey, Barry, you need to be willing to step up to represent the state of Alabama because you've got a record and we know we can trust you. And so I was a known commodity in Washington, D.C. In other words, I was a conservative vote. I didn't go out and try to get 15 seconds of fame with the media. If I didn't agree with leadership, I would get behind closed doors. We'd work the deal out. And so they know I'm a known commodity. I'm an honest broker. And so for us, we had to pray about it because, I mean, I could stay in Congress. You know this. I mean, you could stay down there as long as you want. So I'm literally walking away from two guaranteed reelects because the president has asked me to go help him in the U.S. Senate. And so that's what we're going to do.
Well, that's great. And it sounds to me like we know that Mr. Tuberville, Coach, is going to probably end up being the governor of the state. And you will probably end up being one of our U.S. senators. So at your time in politics, this might be a kind of an off the wall question, but I've always wondered what they consider is their If you were out of politics right now, what would be your legacy? What's the one thing you've done as an elected official where you would stand up and say, I am proud that I had a part in this and I made it happen?
You know, I think more than anything, helping President Trump move his agenda. I was the first in the nation to endorse him long before anybody was on the train in 2015, August 21st, 2015. And when he asked us to go get in a fight, this America First agenda, the big, beautiful bill, that's one of the biggest tax cuts in the history of this nation. It's going to fund the Golden Dome. It put limits on it raised the limits on farms so that these IRS guys can't roll in and shut the family farm down and say, hey, you know, we're going to sell all your assets. So there's a lot of things. And certainly, if you look at our record with constituent services, we have solved over 7,000 cases in 5 years for veterans, small business owners, gotten over $17 million back, and we were rated second most accessible Republican congressional office in the nation. So I think for us, the service we've provided for the people and the liberty we've protected for the people, those are the two things I'd love to hang my hat on.
Hey, two great things to hang your hat on. Now, one thing that's an issue I've heard often talked about from everybody pretty much who's running for office, as you know, people think of Alabama and really they think of the big cities, you know, Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, Dothan, Mobile. But you go 60 miles either way or 40 miles even off the interstate and you find some areas where that are more rural where they're having trouble, you know, maintaining hospitals, keeping doctors, getting the assistance they need. What is your take on what needs to happen in our rural communities?
So a couple of things, and I think the one thing that's important to recognize is in the big, beautiful bill, we gave $9.2 million to every rural hospital in Alabama. But also, I think there are ways that we can push to make sure, and I don't mind the veterans being able to use their local hospitals instead of having to go to a VA hospital if it's a long drive. Some guys don't like that idea, but I think in some ways that helps our rural hospitals, and it also makes our veterans that their health care is more accessible. If it's a non-emergent issue and they can go to a local hospital and get, you know, get a check for a cold or whatever that looks like. So for me, it's like let's just make this thing make sense. And we obviously got to reform. Obamacare is not working for the country. The health insurance companies are getting filthy rich. And it's really, they're not taking care of the people. So there's some reforms. I think we need to look at customizing, letting people customize their own health care plans, competing across state lines for their premiums, their policies, but also making it more accessible for local people to use local hospitals. And so there's, and we've got to look at this wage index too, because Florida and California is the highest in the nation. Alabama is one of the lowest. And so it's hard for us to keep our nurses because the reimbursements from Medicare and Medicaid are based on this wage index. And so we've been in that fight because we have a lot of fine, fine healthcare people that go down to Florida to go to work because they make more money because of the wage index. So we've got to look at that. There's so many things in healthcare that need to be fixed, and it's going to take some time, but I think President Trump's right in letting people get some of the money directly. Let's make sure we hold these insurance companies accountable. Let's make sure that rural hospitals, and we've got some funding up front for them right now, but we've got to look at a long-term fix and how we can help them cash flow.
You know, I couldn't agree more. You know, it's one thing to fix the short term, but that's a long-term problem. Well, Representative, sir, I'm glad. Well, sorry we had a little bit of a technical glitch. I don't know if it was on our end or if it's hard to get a cell phone signal down there in the land of the boll weevil, but it ended up working out. And what I always like to do is give our guests their, especially those who are running for an important office, give you the last word. So, sir, the last word is yours.
Okay, so just tell your people, please go on to BarryMoreForAlabama.com. Check out our record, and they can learn anything they need to know about us there. Keep us in your prayers, too. We're honored to do this. It's a calling for our family, but we've been blessed to do it. So we'd really like for people to check us out, and we'd love to have their vote.
Hey, I think you're not going to get a vote unless you ask for it. So thank you, sir.
Amen.
Appreciate your time. Brody, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back probably for a pretty short segment. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. We're out for a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by...
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
The most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
I'm Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and
welcome back, everybody. Very short segment here of The Point with Bill Crawford. Along today with Brody Hogan, our producer, who's knocking it out of the park. Sorry, we had a little bit of a technical glitch, and what that did, that was my fault, and what that caused us to do is get our radio show clock and our break schedules just all messed up. So this is going to be a very short segment. We'd like to thank Congressman Barry Moore for being with us. He's running for Senate. That's a very important seat. There's only two of them in the state, only two of them in every state, and when you pick one, you better pick a good one. And the senators in this state have been very successful, and they can make a lot of things happen for your state. And it's really an important choice. So make sure when you go out there and you're going to vote for your senatorial and all your candidates, that as we had former Congressman Mo Brooks on early in the game here, he said you got to think about who you're voting for. You got to think about their stand on the issues, you know. And a person like Barry Moore has been there. He may be your choice. He may not. That's up to you. Not my role to tell you. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. You're Brody. And we'll be back later on with Skip Vaughn of the Redstone Rocket for our weekly edition of the Redstone Rocket Report with editor Skip Vaughn. And let's go ahead and take a break, Brody, and we'll be back in a bit.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains as tech stocks recovered some lost ground following an AI-led sell-off. In the meantime, the minutes from the Fed's January policy meeting were just released that showed a deeply divided central bank. Several officials said that additional interest rate cuts will likely be appropriate if inflation continues to decline, but some officials favored keeping rates unchanged for some time. Most mega-cap and growth stocks are rising, with shares of NVIDIA up 2% after after the AI chip-making darling said it had signed a multi-year deal to sell its current and future AI chips to Meta Platforms. Moderna stock tumbled last week after the Food and Drug Administration refused to review an application for its new seasonal flu vaccine. Now the FDA seems to have changed its mind and has reversed course and initiated a review. Shares of Moderna are up 5% on the news. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
State lawmaker Scott Stadhagen has stepped down from his position as the majority leader for the Alabama House. Stadhagen recently announced that he was taking a leave of absence from that role as he prepares to run in the election for the next chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. A meeting is being held today by the House Republican Caucus to address the opening up of this leadership position. Meanwhile, Mobile pastor Travis Johnson has weighed in on the loss of Stadhagen, calling him the most conservative House majority leader in Alabama's history. Johnson says Stadhagen was forced out by the entrenched political machine in the state, which is betraying the heart of true conservatism. Johnson posted on social media that, "We won't forget this betrayal." I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness. Drive hope. And customize your plate today at atease.org.
A teacher in Pickens County was arrested this past Tuesday and charged with possession of child pornography. Lakeithia Wilkins has been working as a fourth grade teacher at Aliceville Elementary. The Pickens County School Superintendent confirms that Wilkins is now on paid administrative leave following her arrest. The Huntsville City Board of Education has passed a new policy with a unanimous vote that requires video and audio cameras in the classrooms for special education students. The cameras will be running during the time that students are in class. The board calls this decision an additional layer of protection for both students with limited communication abilities as well as teachers. The recordings are not to be used to evaluate or monitor the teachers and will only be accessed when a complaint is filed. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to 10 grand off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman with a cloud cover hanging around as we head into the overnight. Temperatures are only going to drop into the mid and upper 50s. A mostly clouded overcast sky for your Thursday. Going to be quite warm across the area with a small chance of rain. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s, only dropping into the mid 50s as we head into the overnight. Mostly cloudy sky on Friday. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s with a small chance of rain.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. If you want to give us a call, this will be a great time to do it on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline at 256-382-0724. Brody is sitting there with bated breath, ready to take any phone call that might come through from one of our listeners. Speaking of listeners, if you enjoy what you hear, if you think we're doing okay, even if you don't think we're doing okay, let your friends know about it. Let your family know about us. Tell them to tune us in and also to give us a call and tell us what you want to hear, because what we are is we are your radio station. We're here to talk about the issue that we think you want to hear. And that's what we're going to do every day from 2 to 4 o'clock. We just had senatorial candidate Barry Moore endorsed by President Trump. And he's from the Wiregrass area here in lovely Alabama. It's down around Enterprise Ozark area, which is where I learned how to fly helicopters. I may have buzzed his house one of these days. But I want to cover a few items that I saw that are not exactly top-notch news stuff, or they're not national headlines, but they kind of struck a fancy with me. And one is this. This brought back an old memory. Is there is a law that has been introduced in our state House of Representatives, or our state Senate, excuse me, by Senator April Weaver from Briarfield, which makes it a Class A misdemeanor in Alabama to interfere with a first responder. And if you interfere with a first responder, you're going to be going to jail and you're going to pay a pretty big fine. So the reason that struck a little bit of interest with me was at one time in my young life, when I was a sophomore in high school, me and a couple of my friends, or a couple of my friends and I, let's be grammatically correct here, we were out riding around in my 64 Dodge Dart and the fire truck zipped by. And I said, hey, let's go see where the fire is. And being, as Barney Fife might say, naive and innocent, we followed the fire truck to a house fire and we said, sit there and watch the firemen do their thing. But little did we know that it was illegal to follow the fire truck. They just didn't want people doing that, primarily because our town was staffed with volunteer firemen, and sometimes the volunteers would have to take their own personal car out to the fire. So they did not want people interfering with that little process. So I was given a ticket in my hot little hand, and I had to go down to the courthouse the next week and see Judge Billy Ed Beecham, who gave me a fine of $165, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're 16 years old and you barely got enough money to do what you want to do anyway, $165 was a pretty serious fine. So what happens to you if you interfere with a first responder here in the state of Alabama? If you get within 25 feet after being told to vacate the area, disperse and disassemble, whatever you want to call it, the crime will be punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a fine of up to $6,000. That's pretty steep. So, folks, if that law passes, what you need to do is what you should do anyway, and that's let our first responders do their job and don't interfere with the things that they are trying to do. I believe this law was introduced as a response to some of the stuff that's been happening nationally where people are kind of interfering with policemen and the likes who are trying to do their job. Another story that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting was a story about chemtrails. So what, may you ask, are chemtrails? Sometimes if you look up in the sky and a bunch of jets may have been flying by at a high altitude and it's cold weather, you'll see the contrails that the aircraft makes crisscrossing the sky. And sometimes there's one or two, and sometimes they dissipate rapidly. But sometimes you can look up and it looks like a checkerboard up there of contrails. Well, there are people who feel that those are not being made by aircraft. Rather, they are saying that those have been placed in the air and they have been seeded and they are chemicals. And they are up there for nefarious purposes. In fact, one of the entities or one of the state representatives who has introduced this bill has said that it is his opinion that when they had the Mystic Camp in Texas last year, where it was flooded so severely, that happened because the clouds had been seeded by chemicals. And this law is going to make it illegal for a chemical compound, substance, or apparatus to be inserted into the atmosphere above the state for the purpose of altering the weather. And what they feel is that this is actually happening. Now, a lot of scientists say, no, that's not the case. They say even if that were to be done, those trails and those chemicals up there can only last for a couple of hours, but we will see what happens with that. I have seen pictures where you look at it and you go, wow, that does look kind of interesting. It does not look natural. It doesn't look like there's that many aircraft that possibly could have gone there. But we'll see how that law goes. It may be passed this legislative session. A couple of other little oddball news and notes. The FBI has told the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension they're not going to release any of the details about the recent killing of Alex Preddy. They said that that's just none of their business. And I don't know about that. That seems kind of like a strange one to me. And Brody, let me ask you this. Are you a Pokemon card collector? Not at all. Brody says, no, I don't collect Pokemon cards. Never have and probably never will. I do not get the Pokemon thing. I never did get the Pokemon thing. But a Pokemon card recently sold, one card, not a whole set of them, but one little Pokemon card, the Pikachu Illustrator card, was only one of 39 produced as prizes for a 1998 contest, graded a perfect 10, and it recently sold for $16,492,000. And I look at that and I say, you got to be kidding me. You know, I'd like to find that Pokemon card and I'd like to sell it myself, but I cannot believe that somebody would pay that much money for a little old Pokemon card. But I would have to say this, the person who cashed that in is probably a happy guy. I would be too if I got that kind of money for a crazy old Pokemon card. But I just thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't know that Pokemon cards were even remotely worth that kind of money. I know some baseball cards seem to go for a pretty high rate, but I've always thought that baseball cards and Pokemon cards were only worth money to people who traded baseball cards and Pokemon cards. So, Brody, let's go ahead and get out of here. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll be joined by Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, let you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And also, Brody Hogan is here today. We still have so many little electrical gremlins in our phone system today. Don't know why that's happening, but we are trying our best to resolve that and get Skip Vaughn on the phone. Skip is the Redditor. I'm sure he's the Redditor. He's also the editor of the Redstone Rocket, which is our daily 48 page post newspaper here in Huntsville, Alabama. And if you've ever been assigned to a military base, they always have, and they always will, and they still do have a post newspaper, which is a good thing to have because, frankly, post newspapers are just, you don't see any kind of newspaper anymore. So at least once a week, we get to look forward to picking up our little Redstone Rocket and seeing what is going on in Huntsville, Alabama, out on Redstone Arsenal. Skip is the maestro of that. He's been doing that for many, many years, and hopefully we will effort to have him on the phone here in a few minutes. And I guess we're going to have to, Brody, can we take a break and let me see if I can get Skip to call in? Sorry about that, folks. We're going to take a break and see if I can get Skip to call us. We'll be back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
The most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Our customers want best-in-class solutions. That's why we've recently added many new vendors like Zebra Barcode Printers. Our next level team has added premier automation solutions. We're not here to sell you just one product, and we love helping you find the right solution to your specific needs. That's what doing the right thing is all about, and that's why our customers have come back for over 50 years.
Well, I don't see-
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
I'm Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman with a cloud cover hanging around as we head into the overnight. Temperatures are only going to drop into the mid and upper 50s. A mostly clouded overcast sky for your Thursday. Going to be quite warm across the area with a small chance of rain. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s, only dropping into the mid 50s as we head into the overnight. Mostly cloudy sky on Friday. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s with a small chance of rain.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. Give us a call if you want to, 256-382-0724. Fingers crossed, we are now joined by Skip Fawn, the editor of the Redstone Rocket. Skip, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey.
Good to hear from you, Bill.
Well, hey, it's been it has been fun today to endeavor to get through the struggles of our phone system, but we're glad you could make it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I mean, this temperature is amazing. It's springtime, and I'm out there jogging in the mornings, and I'm just enjoying it. I mean, it seems like it's April.
Well, it does seem like it's April. I think it's like 66 degrees right now, even as we speak. But speaking of jogging, for our listeners, you may or may not know this, but Skip has been a longtime participant of the Army 10-mile team, and that's a race that goes on in D.C. every year. And are you still doing that, Skip, or are you retired from the 10-mile team?
No, man, I'm still doing it. I haven't retired from anything. I'm still working out here at Redstone after 45 years. And I'm still doing that Army 10-miler each October. I'm the assistant coach, and Harry Hobbs is the head coach. And we do this every year and come back with these Eagle trophies.
What is that? Is that a race where it's like a 10-mile relay where everybody runs like a mile, or do you have to run 10 miles yourself?
Now, you run the total 10 miles. You run every step of the way. And we take 16 people. We run in two divisions, the all-comers division and the government agency division. And every year we come back with at least one Eagle trophy. So we have 30 of these things now, and they're in the Garrison trophy case. Right here in my building. I walk past them every day.
Well, do they have a division for out-of-shape old Army aviators?
They got a spot for you, Bill. If you can pay the entry fee, they will let you in.
I don't think that's something that I'm going to be doing anytime soon. But, hey, I'm looking at the Redstone Rocket online, and let's talk about the community moving with upgrades. What's happening in that neck of the woods or in that arena?
Yes, we have, of course, family housing out here, and it's one of the Army's best worldwide. There's 353 homes, and what we're doing is in partnership with our private company that actually manages the housing community for the Army. We're doing upgrades, but specifically with the HVAC units, renovation projects. And there's been 184 that have been upgraded so far, 10 more going to be upgraded by the end of March. And so that's our front page. That's our lead story. But along with that, there's an annual Army-wide satisfaction survey where the Army asks its residents what they think of their, of where they live on installations. And so Redstone traditionally does well in that. And that survey is going to be a confidential survey by email, and it's going to be March the 2nd through May the 1st. So we're gearing up for that also.
Well, now when,
so that's our front page.
Yeah, and I recall that and went back when I was here as Captain Crawford, and I was pretty much, we had a lot of our enlisted and officers who lived in the post housing, but back then there were tons of those people. Now there's not so much anymore. So the housing that's out there now, is that, you know, if you work for the government, can you get one of those houses, just lease one, or how does that work?
Yes. If you can, if you have access to Redstone Arsenal, you can rent one of these homes. And these are really nice homes. They take care of the maintenance as far as mowing the grass and all that stuff. I mean, they're really nice. If you can pay the rent and you can have access to the post, whether you're military, civilian employee, retiree, we have a lot of retirees who live on posts, and they just like being part of the Redstone community. So we have a lot of former military people who are actually residents of Redstone Arsenal.
And I imagine by being a resident of Redstone Arsenal, that means they can also take advantage of all the many facilities out there, the golf course, the PX, the commissary, all of that stuff. If you live there, you can use that, I would think.
Yes, that's right. We have, of course, the running trails, and we have the stores and the exchange. I mean, it's really nice. And as, of course, a lot of retired military, they do reside out here, and they see those benefits that come from living within the gates here.
And also, I guess, if you have a dog who's not in heat, you can use the doggy park, right?
Yes, that's what I was about to say. That we, one of the big things that within the past couple of weeks, on February the 5th, we cut the ribbon on the dog park, which is, we call it Vincent Bark Park.
Hey.
It's where dogs can run free. We have an area that is for small dogs, so part of it's for large dogs. And if you have access to the post, you can use that. And so the dogs are loving it.
Well, it is now. I'm going to have to get my two doggies out there one of these days to let them roam free and see what that's like. I also notice in the Rocket that there's a article about Katie Britt, who I guess she's visited the other day and told us about all the good stuff that's happening on Capitol Hill. Were you affiliated with that anyway whatsoever?
I didn't go to the event. It was the Washington update that the city sponsored. I didn't attend it. Of course, I edited the story, but it was a big event. And of course, one of her main topics was Space Command, Spacecom. And so a lot of the attendees there, well, some of them were from Space Command. And so those people from Colorado Springs, Colorado, that are moving to Redstone Arsenal, we have a lot of them, some of them that are already here now. And so they were in attendance at the luncheon. And as a matter of fact, in today's edition of The Rocket, for our Getting to Know You column that I have every week, I interviewed a member of Space Command. And this is the first employee of Space Command that I've had the privilege of interviewing and profiling in The Rocket. So this is the first of many to come, and we're very excited about having them here.
Well, and there are going to be many to come. I think Senator Britt said that all the people should be here by 2028. So we're all looking forward to that, because when those people come, guess what comes with them? They bring their wallets, and they're going to go. They're not going to go down to Birmingham and spend their money. They're going to spend it right here. So that's good for the economy. A question I have for you, just kind of a newspapery type question. I know every week you're faced with the challenge of, and it's a challenge, I would have to think it's there's no slack time there. You got to get a 48-page newspaper out every week. So tell me a little bit about the Monday through publication day of the editor of the Redstone Rocket. How hectic is that? What does it all entail?
It is a challenge, and I love it. That's why I'm still doing this. But before the paper comes out on Wednesday, on Monday, I'm already starting to work on the following week's paper. So before the Wednesday paper comes out, I'm already at least a third of the way for the following edition. So that means doing things like the public service announcements. It's doing one of those getting to know you columns where I literally ambush people. I mean, a lot of people who don't want to be in the paper, they see me walking around with a notebook and a camera on my shoulder, and they run the other way. It's like you go into the kitchen and you turn on the light and the roaches go all the way. Well, that's the way it is. So I'm known about being the rocket guy. And so I'm always looking for people who hadn't been in the paper before. And we always ask them things like, what did you want to be when you grew up? Who is your hero? What do you love about? What do you like about your job? That sort of thing. And we always get really interesting answers. And it just takes about 15 or 20 minutes. And of course, I take their picture. And I really enjoy doing that. That's one of the things I really enjoy about my job. And then part of preparing for the following week's paper also, I'm a sports guy, and so I'll go to one of the gyms we have here. We have Pagano Gym, we have Scott Fitness Center, we have the Garrison Fitness Center. So I go to we have the NASA Wellness Center. I go to one of these gyms, and I just ambush people again and just find somebody, and I ask them for our glory days in sports. I'll ask them, well, how do you stay in shape? And if they don't want to talk about how they stay in shape, I say, well, what is the highlight of your athletic endeavors, your athletic achievements in life? And a lot of times I get really interesting people that have been former high school athletes, former college athletes. I've had even former professional athletes that I've interviewed. And it's really interesting to feature somebody like that. So that's how we kind of get started with the following week's paper before even the current edition comes out.
Well, when do you get to draw a breath?
It's pretty. That's one of the things I enjoy about this job. I came over from the Huntsville Times, which it was a grind every day. I mean, I was under deadline pressure. And then I come out here, and the Redstone Rocket, of course, is a weekly, and so the pace is a lot easier. But still, I treat it as if it was a daily paper. When I interview somebody, I go right to the office and have the story written within 15, 20 minutes and move on to the next story. So it's a weekly paper, but we handle it like a daily. We're constantly working on it every day. And it's not only 8 hours, you go after hours too. These games that I cover, whether it's youth basketball or NASA Marshall Space Flight Center volleyball, these happen after hours. And so I cover the games, and then that night I download my pictures, do my stats, and write it up, and it's all ready to go for the following week's paper. So we're handling it like a daily paper, always trying to fill it up. And so by Friday, we have about 48 pages worth of stuff, and probably a little more. But we do that every week.
Well, hey, one thing I like, and you and I have talked about this before, is your playlist. But I have a question on this week's playlist. Who are the Stone Temple Pilots? I have never heard of them before.
Well, this was my son, Cole. I mean, he's got a Facebook presence. He's a bodybuilder, but he's got these eclectic musical tastes. And of course, he's a lot younger than me. He's my son, and one of his favorite groups is the Stone Temple Pilots. And it's one of those you download their, you listen to their music, and then you say, oh, I didn't know they sang that. And so if you hear their music, you say, yeah, I've heard them. And they kind of, they sound like Pearl Jam is what they sound like. And they did the theme song to The Crow, Plush. And so, I mean, they're, if you hear their music, you know who they are. And really, they sound very similar to Pearl Jam. And I like them. I mean, one of the reasons I went with his list, all 10 of the songs he, in the order that he gave me, and I listened to them, and I really like them. And so I highly recommend that you try them.
Okay. Of course, I will. Yeah. I've just never heard of them before. So I have one more question, then I'll let you go for today, and I appreciate your patience with our little tech difficulty, and that is this. The Rocket also has want ads. Anybody, you don't have to be affiliated with the Arsenal somehow. If you want to, you can just call and put a want ad in there, right?
Well, it's mostly for the workforce, and of course, there are some parameters. It has to be personal items, things like a car,
right,
or something like you can't. It's not a business commercial type thing, but it's mostly for the workforce, military, civilian. It's a free service that we do, but again, we draw the line. Nothing political and nothing commercial.
Well, you know, I can tell you this to our listeners out there. It works. I've sold a couple more than one or two things on that little one ad page. So it's also fairly inexpensive, and it reaches a lot of people because right now, frankly, I guess you're the only game in town when it comes to newspapers. So, Skip, I really appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week, and I look forward to seeing what next week's playlist is. Hint, hint.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you. And anybody can go to our website. It's www.theristonrocket.com. And you can see the whole paper online.
All right, Skip. Well, thank you for your time. We'll go ahead and let you go. And we will just continue on with our conversation of news and notes. And I think maybe I've got a producer back there. Yeah, there he is. So, Brody, let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll come back here in a minute and continue the conversation on news and notes. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, back in a few.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at lynnlaytonford.com.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Isn't the story of the prodigal son an amazing story? Basically, a rowdy boy who literally wished his father dead, ran away, and consumed his wealth with hard and fast living. Yet the father looked for his return every day, and when the boy got tired of eating pig slop, he decided to return. What did the father do? As soon as he saw that boy, he ran to him, threw his arms around him, and killed the fatted calf for a great celebration. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of the Cross Point Church. If you're looking for a church home, come see us smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Having a fun time today, more fun than you should be allowed to have, with myself and producer Brody Hogan, making sure we can get everything done that we need to do today. And we've had a good show. We had senatorial candidate Barry Moore on, who's now a current U.S. congressman. And also we had the editor of the Redstone Rocket, Skip Vaughn. By the way, if you want to read the Redstone Rocket and you just don't happen to live near Huntsville, Alabama, or you don't access the base frequently to grab one, or you don't happen to know where one is at, all you got to do is go to the Redstone Rocket online, and you can certainly keep track of everything in the world that is going on Redstone Rocket, on Redstone Arsenal. And I will have to say right now, this is a time of year. When I was at West Point, we called it the gloom period. Pretty much we called it the gloom period up there because it was rather gloomy at West Point, New York, during this time of year. Everything was essentially gray. The sky was gray. The grounds were gray. It was cold. It was windy. And there was not a lot to do during the gloom period. Now, granted, Huntsville, Alabama is not as gloomy as West Point, New York, but this is a period of time where, you know, it's kind of slow news. There's not a whole heck of a lot going on. We're talking more about Pokemon cards than we are about other things that are happening in the world. But that will change. All you have to do if you want to wait for some news to develop in this fine country of ours is just stick around for a couple of days, and something will change, and something will be a new story that will just make everybody sit up and take notice. I know the one story most of the country has been tracking lately is the kidnapping of Savannah Guthrie's mom, Nancy. I was watching that develop and unfold, and I think they said the biggest breakthrough they've had recently is they eliminated Miss Guthrie and her siblings and immediate family as suspects. And I'm going, oh my gosh, you know, if that's the best news that they have to offer in that case, that to me, that's almost like no news at all. That lady's been gone a long time, and we hope and pray that she'll come back safely to her family, but it just seems like the odds of that are getting lower and lower every day. But that's still pretty much the main topic in the news. There's no great things going on worldwide that are catching our, we're not attacking anybody right now. It seems like everything's going pretty good. So let's cover some of the things that that you don't see in the news every day. Now, this is one I can only imagine. I can only imagine what a mother and a father must see or must think when something like this happens. And this happened in Webster Groves, Missouri. And two-year-old Cooper King, guess what happened to little two-year-old Cooper King? You know, the little machines they have in a lot of restaurants, a lot of malls, where you put a dollar or put a few quarters in it and the claw drops down and you try to pick up a toy. And by the way, I'm a sucker for those. Every time I go buy one of those, I'm going to put a dollar in it and I'm going to see if I can win something. But imagine you have your two-year-old child with you and you look at that machine and guess what? The kid got into the machine somehow. I don't know how they could possibly do that, but I guess he wasn't that big of a guy, but he actually got into the machine and he was playing with the toy balls in there, just laughing and having a jolly good time. And they tried to get him to come out of the machine, but they couldn't do it. So they had to call the emergency officials and they got him out. But I would only imagine if that were to be, let's say you were the dad and you were babysitting and you turned your back for just a minute and your little two-year-old child somehow crawled into the claw machine, I would imagine you would go home and it wouldn't be a pleasant outcome when you walked in that door. Some other news, some of the things that are happening around the state. I think today is Ash Wednesday and yesterday was Fat Tuesday, which is essentially the beginning of the Mardi Gras season, which started in Mobile, Alabama. A lot of people think Mardi Gras was in New Orleans. That is not the case. It actually started in Mobile. And they opened Mardi Gras yesterday with a couple of shootings. They had 7 people were shot at the Mardi Gras festivities down there. Nobody died, but the people are pretty much in critical condition, and that was on Dauphine Street, which is a place where I have been many a time, and I'm just glad I wasn't there when they decided to do a little shooting of the Mardi Gras attendants. And one other thing, we just had Barry Moore on, and Barry Moore has been endorsed by the president, Donald Trump, and he also has been endorsed as of yesterday by Vice President J.D. Vance. So, you know, you wonder how much weight these endorsements actually carry in this day and age. But Congressman Moore seems to be pretty proud of the fact that he's got those endorsements. And I do believe he is leading in the race right now. And we will see how that goes for him. You know, a lot of people say that endorsements don't actually carry the weight that they used to. But if I was in that situation, I would rather be endorsed than not be endorsed. Another little bit of news that's kind of germane to those of us in Alabama. You may recall that Alabama Nick Saban had an assistant coach named Brian Daboll. Brian led the he was the Alabama offensive coordinator. He did a great job there. From there, he left to be the offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills. And then he went to be the head coach of the New York Giants, where unfortunately he wasn't very successful. But now Mr. Daboll, who I think is a great coach, I think he's an offensive genius, he is now the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans just up the road. By the way, if you've never bothered to go to a Tennessee Titan game, it's well worth the trip. It's not that expensive. You can actually go to the game if they kick off at noon. You can leave at 8 o'clock. You can get in town in Nashville in plenty of time to go down on Broadway and have a good time, have a good meal, go into one of the many, many country music star restaurants there. And then you can make it home by supper time after the game is over. But Brian is now going to be the is going to be the offensive coordinator for the Titans. And last year, the Titans had the number one draft choice in Cam Ward, and he did pretty good. We went up to see one game last year where they played the eventual Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. A sidebar, Seahawks fans can really get on your nerves if you want to let them. They have an obnoxious little Seahawks chant that they do over and over again. But they beat the Titans, and we'll see what happens. You know, the Tennessee Titans have got the nucleus of a very good team. They've got the former number one draft choice, and now they have an offensive coordinator who is also known as a quarterback whisperer. And hopefully he can do many, many things to get that team turned around. Something that's happening in Alabama, just kind of a completely different entity, is the Alabama House has passed two bills that are going to make cup screening for prostate and breast cancer free of charge to patients. Now, I tend to think that that is a really good thing, especially with the healthcare issues we have nowadays. You know, it's a good thing that people know that if these two bills pass, then they have to be screened for those two types of cancers, and they are high-risk patients 50 years or older, regardless of sex or color or creed. They can have a free screening to see if they are at risk to contact this horrible disease. And I think that's a good thing, and I'm glad it has happened. On to the world of business. There is a company that, this is kind of odd, it's a German company that makes chains called Kettenwolf, the Kettenwolf Company. They have a highly skilled workforce, and they are relocating and creating a big facility in Auburn, Alabama. So we're looking forward to see what the old Kettenwolf facility can do down there. I think going to create at least 70 new jobs, and it's $34 million investment by the Kettenwolf Corporation. Frankly, I haven't been in the market for any chains lately, so I wouldn't even have a clue as to what a Kettenwolf chain would be, but they're going to be made in Auburn. How about that? Some other news of note. You may have seen recently that an 18-year-old man was arrested Tuesday when he rushed the U.S. Capitol with a loaded shotgun and wearing military-type equipment. I've always wondered, you know, what must be going through one's mind when they're going to try to do something like that, because you know you're going to get caught. You're not going to be successful no matter what you do. If you try to do something to the White House like that, you are going to get caught. And another bit of news from the world of entertainment. Netflix is giving Warner Brothers Discovery a 7-day waiver to discuss the Paramount Skydance takeover. So I think Netflix has really stepped up in the world of entertainment lately. If you have them as an app, they have many, many good items that you can choose from. My wife and I watch a lot of Netflix stuff. It's really pretty good. I guess, Brody, one final item, and I think we're going to go ahead and get out of here. A survey of 2,000 Americans said if the wife and husband go to bed at the same time, they'll be happier. So when nighttime comes, you guys go to bed together. And this is Bill Crawford, and I'm going to get out of here today. It's The Point, and remember this, no matter where you are and no matter what you're doing, there's a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, Coast Guard person, a merchant marine, or even a government worker that's doing what they do so you can enjoy the life you do in this great country. And this is Bill Crawford. We will be back tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I'm out.
Next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.